students at dozens of public schools in Maryland who get routine medical care through their schools have been unable to access that care during the COVID-19 pandemic. Unlike other medical providers, these school-based health centers are not allowed to use telehealth to reach their patients. But a bill passed yesterday by the state Senate would change that. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Half of the state's 24 jurisdictions have at least one of these school-based health centers. There's usually a pediatrician or a nurse practitioner on site who provides primary mental health and sometimes dental care.
By design, school-based health centers are located in schools with high concentrations of poverty and act as a safety net provider.
Joy Twesigi is the board president of the Maryland Assembly on School-Based Health Care, as well as a nurse practitioner. She spoke at a hearing on the bill last month.
So we're talking about kids who are homeless, who are uninsured or underinsured, youth with language barriers. And we establish care relationships, just like you do with your healthcare providers.
In the last year, the state has made it easier for medical providers to treat patients via telehealth. However, these school-based medical providers cannot get approved for telehealth as easily. Robin Elliott, a consultant with the Maryland Assembly on School-Based Healthcare, also spoke at the hearing. Of the 86 school-based health centers in the state, Elliott said only about 18 have been approved for telehealth.
So what has happened is those school-based health centers have essentially shut down. They are not able to connect with students during this period.
The Maryland State Department of Education has a process through which local school districts can apply for telehealth approval. However, Senator Cheryl Kagan, the Montgomery County Democrat sponsoring the bill, told her colleagues during debates on the Senate floor this week that the existing process isn't working.
The State Board of Education is not processing these requests, these approval processes, and we need to be able to expedite that.
Kagan said the onerous application process deters some school systems from even applying.
They have just all thrown up their hands because the process is cumbersome, complicated, confusing, and it doesn't yield the outcome that they need desperately in order to provide health care. Wicomico County was turned down. Howard County took over a year to get approval. That's crazy.
A spokeswoman for the State Department of Education did not respond to a request for comment. Senator Shelley Hettleman, a Democrat who represents part of Baltimore County, said there are 13 school-based health centers in her county that have not been able to offer services via telehealth.
These are students in the midst of COVID, in the midst of a public health pandemic, that are not able to get the kinds of services they would be able to get if they were in school. And somehow our pediatricians, our hospitals have been able to pivot quite smoothly to telehealth.
At last month's hearing, Harford County Public Schools Superintendent Sean Bolson said the medical providers treating students are already subject to rigorous standards.
So what I would suggest is the requirement for MSDE to be the approvers of this process or to certify this process is something that we can leave behind. We still have very good protections in place.
However, this week, Senate Minority Leader Brian Simonaire questioned whether taking approval authority away from the state removes key safeguards.
God forbid something would happen to one of our students, and we would come back and say we took away the approval process to ensure the quality and safety for our students.
The bill passed the Senate along a mostly party line vote. If it becomes law, it will take effect immediately. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.